Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So when I sleep at night, my cat and my dog like to really, really cuddle up because I got like the cuddly blankies and stuff. So they kind of get in between Corey and I. And sometimes they put their paw on my mouth. And whenever my cat or dog puts their paw on my mouth, I pretend to like eat it. You know, like, oh, that looks like a meow, which I really shouldn't do because the cat probably just was in the litter box, okay? Like, where was her paw? And then the dog, Lord knows where his paw was because her, actually, she's a dog too. She goes into the poo-poo box and eats the cat poo-poo, so I really shouldn't have any of that in my mouth. But, you know, when they sleep with me and they put the paw on, a little cold little paw on my mouth, I pretend to eat it. But I would never, you know, eat them, obviously. You know, I'm, like, you know, really into, you know, I'm into meat and chicken and cow and things like that. By the way, big shout-out to Echo and Rig. Great restaurant. They had some damn good food Friday night. That was, like, awesome restaurant. But I was thinking about that with this whole coronavirus case. You know, China has now banned eating any wild animals. They have just stopped the ban completely of eating any wild animals. We'll talk a little bit more about how they're implementing that. And they're doing that in the wake of this coronavirus outbreak. Now, I've kind of scratched my head on that. And, you know, mind you, I have a lot of scientific background, but I'm still not a virologist, okay? And I'm not a microbiologist. But with my background, I'm still having trouble seeing this explosion of cases in the last 6 weeks that had to do with somebody eating a bat. All right? And then it's acting like a respiratory transmission, a droplet transmission. We're being told it's droplet transmission, where people are breathing it onto each other or possibly kissing and could be giving it to each other. There was also talk about oral fecal route. And I'm like, how so quickly can something come from it being an edible sort of source to then a breathing source? It just something doesn't sit right. Now, our current count is 79,737. I'm getting this from Worldometer. They have coronavirus cases globally, almost 80,000. 2,600 deaths, 2,628 deaths. 25,000 people have recovered. Active cases, about 51,000 active cases. Closed cases, 27,000. So that's where they're getting that number of 79. In America, they're citing, be careful with this one, 53 cases. Now, the reason why America, they're citing 53 cases, we're really only supposed to be at 35 cases. Not new cases, but because we had people that were evacuated that we brought back to America. We believe this jump in 18 was another shipment of evacuees. But technically, in America, they're only citing the 35 cases, but we're watching that. We haven't heard of any new transmission or reports from people to people or anything like that yet. Still no word on vaccines. It's still taking a while. But in the latest news, you have another university, another source, that is saying they think this came from the virology lab, which is very, very gutsy, by the way. Where's my glasses? Because I want to give you the name of this university now. This university, this is a team of scientists from, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, Zhishuang Vana Tropical Botanical Garden of Chinese Academy of Sciences, South China Agricultural University, and the Chinese Institute for Brain Research. They wrote in a paper that there might have been an alternative source of this coronavirus because they looked at the genomic evidence that the seafood market was not the actual source. They believe the seafood market in Wuhan was the place where then it got spread. So somebody else got it elsewhere. Then they went to this big market, and then it exploded and went everywhere. So, well, not everywhere, but then it expanded. That would make sense. They also believe that this all started in November and that there might have been two exposures. They also suggest that, you know, again, it came from a nearby lab as opposed to somebody eating a bat. So the spread of the virus, it ignited at a speed that didn't really sound like a bunch of people ate the snake or the bat that they claim this came from. And we don't know of any bats attacking or biting 70,000 people in China. So they believe the spread was respiratory-wise. So somebody got it, and they had it, and then they gave it to somebody else. Even if this started in November, and there was a possible cases that started in November, and they have to go back and see who was hospitalized and who was ill. Mild coronavirus looks like a simple cold. So, you know, unless somebody has antibodies, you know, that show that they were exposed, you can't go back and see. The other thing is there's a lot of diseases out there where you get exposed, but you don't necessarily get sick. And so, I mean, there's a chance that any of us could have been exposed to something. We didn't get sick, and it just shows up in our bloodstream. So they have to be very, very careful about mass testing everybody. But the way this spread just didn't sound like to me, everybody was kind of digging in on bats. It just doesn't sound right. And I understand there's more to that bat theory. But in China, they're still going with that one. So now they are banning eating wild animals, right, altogether. And so that's obviously going to put a little bit of a crimp on you know, food supply, because a lot of people use various sorts of foods to, you know, to supplement their diet. I'm watching one woman right now eat a bat. And she looks like she's enjoying it. I just don't think 70,000 people did that. So, as many of you noticed, the stock market plunged. Apparently, futures were pretty bad as Italy reported its seventh case. More cases in South Korea. Let me see if I have some numbers from around the country. You know, France has about 12 cases. Italy has the most cases. Italy has a total of 7 deaths, from what we understand. But they have 219 cases, which is the most out of any country in Europe. So that sparks some concern. There's been some debate if Iran has been honest about all the cases. They've had about 12 deaths. South Korea has had a huge jump, I believe 8 deaths, 633 cases, or I'm sorry, about 800 cases. The princess, the Diamond Princess cruise ship, hopefully that saga ends soon. So we're still dealing with a pretty rough epidemic. World Health Organization is not ready to call it a pandemic when it kind of, you know, has that notoriety of being worldwide. But it's already having consequences on the economy, which we'll talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, you can also email us at drdahlia.com, our website, or at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Martisa writes this. This is interesting. Dr. Dahlia, we need help. My husband works for a company who scares him silly. He won't admit it, but he hasn't slept in weeks. They fired most of his team, and he is one of the last men standing. But I can't work since I went on disability. He needs a new job, but fears his boss will ruin him in the industry. She goes to ask if I could help find him a job, be a reference, that kind of thing. But I'll stop here. How many of you work for a company or a manager or a boss who scares the living daylights out of you, or scares you to the point that you think they will ruin you in the business? I'd say there's a good number of you. All right. I mean, I've worked in places where I feared certain people I worked for thinking they would badmouth me and lie. And how do you prevent that? And so you stay, you don't leave because you think, well, they won't badmouth you or they won't hurt you while you're there. So I'm here to tell you, if you've seen them do that action, if you've seen them, you know, hurt you or hurt others while you were working there, you have absolutely nothing to lose to leave, to be honest, because they're already hurting you. They're already bad-mouthing you. You know, I can't emphasize enough how people will treat their employees worse than those on the outside. And so it's almost more detrimental to your career to be under their auspices or under their control. It is tough. We have a good economy right now. We have low unemployment rates, but we have a very, very delicate economy right now in terms of automation, in terms of, you know, minimum wage going up and people not wanting to, employers wanting to hire less based on, you know, the new rules. If a Democrat comes into power and reinstitutes the mandate for insurance, you know, employers are thinking about a whole bunch of things. And so artificial intelligence, automation is looking really, really good. There's a lot of concern about sexual harassment in the workplace and how the employer is in trouble if, you know, there's racism or sexual harassment that happens on their watch. Then, again, if you don't have a biased, you know, computer doing the check-in at Starbucks or whatever, you hopefully won't have that issue, as you can with a human, you know, who denies the bathroom key for somebody. So it's employers are finding non-people to be better, be advantageous for many markets. Many times managers and employers will use the fear tactics. If you guys haven't watched Narcos, I don't want to ruin it for you, but that is a huge, drug cartels did the same thing. They thought that fear, Hitler did that also with the SS, that if you didn't follow suit, bad things would happen to you. So the easier route would be to follow suit. And the stress that it weighs, you know, Maritza's husband not being able to sleep, Martiz's, that's, I think there's a lot of you guys out there in that position. Because you're like, well, what do I do if I lose my job? What if I do if I lose my job? Well, you know, you got to start finding a new job. While the market is still good, yeah, you have to. It doesn't make any sense for you to be there. Now, what about the concern that somebody could ruin your name? Somebody could make it such that nobody else would want to hire you. Well, here's the thing, okay? The one thing I'm learning is when there are evil people out there, other jobs and other companies know that too. If they see somebody manipulative and a liar, then don't always assume they're going to believe that source. You know, in industries, like, especially, I get it, the Hollywood industry, there's a lot of interlaying and interweaving and all that, but there's also competition. So if somebody doesn't want one actor, another production company will. Same thing with, you know, if you're in a competing engineering firm or a competing hotel or whatever. So sometimes people do want to hire the competition. You're going to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, right, so they can't get secrets. But don't fear that you're leaving one job will ruin you in a whole entire industry. And then if so, leave the industry then. I mean, you can't not sleep, you can't be sick to your stomach, you can't give in to, you know, fascism or, you know, corruption. You can't do that. You just to hold on to a job. I understand you got to feed the family. I understand that's scary, but you got to start looking for something else, because if you fear you're going to lose your job, you will lose your job. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, if you don't feel secure in your job, it's not a secure job. if they don't treat you like they appreciate you, if they don't give you, you know, job security, if they don't, you know, allow you to advance, get a raise, etc., then, you know, it's your instinct is right. Then you will lose that job. So you might as well start looking for a new ship. Now, I always pick the wrong shopping cart line. Whenever I'm at a grocery store and I decide to, you know, switch lines, I always pick the wrong one, and then that one becomes slower. And so I always worry that if I ever had to jump off a ship to go to a dinghy, the ship will still sit, you know, still float, and the dinghy is the one that's going to sink. I just fear that. But, you know, you can't be superstitious when it comes to you having to support your family. All right? You know, we need jobs that will last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And the big problem we have right now is many of us are in a job that will not last that long. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about that. With all the headlines of coronavirus and the economy and Bernie Sanders and Trump and Russia and all that other stuff, nobody is talking about that the majority of us have a job that either will not exist or will be completely transformed within the next 5 years, if not sooner. No one's discussing that. We, when we took on a job, would take on a job with the job duties and the job description and go, okay, this is the way my job is. And then it changes and it evolves. And that's always happened. You get hired by a company, you get told you're going to do one thing, and then they make you do something else. I mean, you know, that's not a shock. It's an initial shock, but I mean, it's no surprise that happens. But in terms of your industry needing you, you know, I worry about radiologists. Radiologists, gosh, they have to be the top of their class to be a radiologist. Somebody reading the MRIs, reading the x-rays, reading the CAT scans. Well, they've had to start forming another subspecialty called interventional radiology, where they are the ones to do many of the tests and the biopsies as opposed to surgeons, because AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be taken over reading the x-rays. In the 90s, we were talking about how x-rays and things are going to be read by, you know, machines. So then, is a radiologist going to be out of a job later? Well, they're doing then interventional radiology. Now, we still need radiologists, but I don't know, you know, how that's going to continue. You know, there's talk about how, you know, family doctors will eventually have handheld ultrasound devices so they could do the biopsies themselves. And once they do find the cancer, there'll be a protocol for cancer treatment. They'll be giving it. That basically squeezes out all the specialists. You know, and in medicine, because that's my field, you know, people want a cheaper way to do things, and they want, you know, telemedicine, they want one doctor doing it all. And, you know, we have these specialties where people spent years training that are going to start becoming obsolete. And you know, I know nobody's going to be playing a violin for doctors, I get that, but if it's happening in our industry, it's going to happen in any industry. Okay, machine was never supposed to take over what man does. That was never supposed to happen. And it is. We rely on the machines way too much. You know, another concern I have is I can't tell you how many places I go where I think they have purposely the Wi-Fi messed up so you can't access your phone or you can't download pictures or whatever. And there are certain places where the Wi-Fi is horrible, and I wonder if they do that on purpose. That happens to me on Southwest. I go on a Southwest flight. All of a sudden, I can't use my 3G network or 4G network. And so another fear I have is that somebody, if they want, will have the power to mess with our Wi-Fi so that we can't use our phones, our computers, etc. And I'm getting a little nervous about that kind of stuff. So don't have all your passwords on your computer. Oh, I could pull it up on the Internet. What if you can't access the Internet? You know, what if you can't, you know, you don't have power? So I'm sorry about your husband, and I hope he does get some, you know, relief and help. He might even need some counseling. But, you know, if the job is that toxic and you have a boss that likes to rule by fear, he's got to get the hell out of that place. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty in a split verdict. The jury of seven men and five women found Weinstein guilty of third-degree rape and first-degree criminal sexual act. He was found not guilty of predatory sexual assault and first-degree rape. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance reminds everyone,
Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator who used his power to threaten, rape, assault, trick, humiliate, and silence his victims. He has been found guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and will face, on that count, a state prison sentence of no less than 5 years.
A rough day on Wall Street as global market fears continue over a spike in the coronavirus cases, the Dow currently down over 900 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. As mourners have gathered at Staples Center today for memorial service to celebrate the lives of Kobe and Gianna Bryant, attorneys for Vanessa Bryant, his wife and mom of Gianna, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that operated the helicopter that crashed. It also killed seven other people. The complaint in Los Angeles County Superior Court held against Island Express Helicopters and Island Express Holding Corp. alleged that pilot Ara Zobayan, who also died in the crash at Calabasas, failed to use ordinary care in piloting the subject aircraft and was negligent. Defendant Island Express Helicopter's breach of its duty and negligence caused the injuries and damages, they said. They say Kobe Bryant and others were killed as a direct result of the negligent conduct of Zobayan, for which Defendant Island Express Helicopter says is vicariously liable in all aspects. It is a 27-count complaint that seeks general damages, economic damages, punitive damages, and more. So this is coming from the L.A. Times. We'll have more as we go. There were rumors that what had happened was the pilot was doing show-off sort of moves. I don't understand why that would happen. And again, that's just a rumor. They say there wasn't any issue with the aircraft. Helicopters just the way they're engineered, are not the safest aircraft as it is, per se. But if you also add, poor moves or some, improper, flight patterns, especially with fog, that could definitely make it more dangerous. If some people are wondering, why sue? Whenever somebody tragic happens to you or the family, that's the last thing you think about. You deal with the grief. A lot of times you're in denial, you're in shock, you're praying it's not true, and then anger sets in. And, when anger sets in, that's the phase where you're like, somebody took my husband and daughter. This didn't have to happen. And it allows you to grieve when you have that anger. A lot of malpractice lawsuits had really perplexed doctors why, a doctor that would be with the loved one, for months, holding their hand, being with them at the hospital, being there for the family, would all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, get sued for that family member dying. And they're like, what the heck is this? It's not all about the money. It's not. It's that, there's anger. And they talk to somebody who could convince them that, there's money to be had, and you could then use that money, because usually the family member's like, well, I don't want money. I don't want to benefit off of somebody's death. And they're talked into it as, but look, that money could make a memorial. Or that money could be used for a scholarship. That money could protect, or the lawsuit could protect others from possibly dying. And, you start to become convinced that, well, if I sue the person that wronged my family, it'll help others. And you almost do it with a sense of obligation. And that's how people talk themselves into doing that. If I was Vanessa, I would be mad. I would be mad as hell. And I would hold the company, responsible. But I don't understand why many of these, patients will sue doctors when, the family member got cancer. That's kind of not in their control. How the lawsuit plays out is, somebody says, well, let me look at the records. A lawyer will say, let me look at the records and find where that doctor could have messed up. There's a chance that the reason why the doctor was there for you, oh, but the doctor's so awesome. Well, the reason why he was probably so awesome is because he knows he's guilty. Guilty of what? Well, he should have found the cancer sooner. I didn't think about that. Let's look and see if there were any signs that the doctor missed. They comb through those records, and we are talking fine-tooth combing. And they go, your husband had said he had a tummy ache 3 years before he got diagnosed. But he didn't mention the tummy ache. The tummy ache went away. Yeah, but technically that could have been the cancer. If that was the cancer then, and, that doctor did what he should have, there's a chance he would have lived. And then, boom, they have this failure to diagnose lawsuit. And so it's it is frustrating because the purpose of lawsuits, lawyers do have a place, and I have multiple friends who are lawyers. I don't like to make lawyer jokes and all that other stuff. There's this, stereotypical rift between doctors and lawyers. But, there's a rift between lawyers and everybody. People don't like them, but then people need them. Everybody needs a lawyer. Everybody utilizes law at some point. So it's kind of one of these love-hate relationships. But, the purpose of law is to prevent injustice from happening. People accuse lawyers of being greedy and sharks, many people do go into law wanting to be do-gooders. They go into law to protect the Constitution or to protect against injustice and to fight, you know, bad guys. Unfortunately, sometimes they have to become a DA, you know, they have to, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, help people they aren't, you know, ethically in love with. But, you know, many of them want to fight justice, and the purpose of law is to do that. So if you have a doctor out there, like, for example, the one that committed suicide, who apparently was doctoring records for patients so they wouldn't have to get vaccines, you know, if somebody, wanted to sue that doctor because there were, let's say, was a, you know, outbreak of an infectious disease and, you know, he duped the, you know, I get that. That's more of an injustice sort of thing. But when somebody is combing through records just to find something that they can nail somebody on, you know, ooh, we could squeeze money out of this, we could squeeze money out of this, you know, it's frustrating. Now, on the flip side, you do have people that are victims and their lives are absolutely ruined by something that happened. Just devastated. And how are they going to be supported? Well, if somebody devastated them, if there was a cause, then that is exactly where the money needs to come from. You know, then, you know, if somebody, you know, was drunk driving and they, you know, wrecked your car and you are disabled, you know, yeah, even though the government has money for disability, there should be, you know, that insurance company of that drunk driver should help pay. I do agree with that. But, you know, lawsuits have gone, unfortunately, too far, such that, you know, when the first person ruined it for everybody else, then we had to start having, you know, tort reform. And I'm a fan of tort reform. I want doctors protected because of frivolous lawsuits. But many people are mad because they're like, but, you know, I have a doctor that messed up. And, you know, if it wasn't for the one person that ruined it, that tried to claim that, you know, there was a scar or there was something that ruined their life when it didn't, you know, it wouldn't be like this. And so with everything in life, we have people ruin a good system. These systems are designed to be good and to be effective. They're designed to be that way. And then somebody decides to ruin it, just like with the Constitution. Somebody decides to take the Constitution and trample it. And, you know, you're like, but that's not what it was intended for. And so that's why you need lawyers to get involved. So, all right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the rise of marijuana among baby boomers. Apparently, twice as many U.S. seniors use pot as they did 5 years ago. Now, people still want the verdict on when marijuana can be used medicinally ubiquitously. When are more doctors going to accept marijuana as a medical adjuvant? And, you know, a lot of baby boomers are like, I'm not going to wait for the doctor. I'm going to use it, you know, whether it's, you know, prescribed or not. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that, how twice as many U.S. seniors are using pot than they did 5 years ago, and where we are with some of the latest research. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So older women have shown a 93% increase in marijuana use from 1.5% who used in 2015 and 2.9% in 2018. We have had a huge surge of people using marijuana, significant increases also seen among those with college education, diabetes, people receiving mental health treatment. So nearly twice as many American seniors are using marijuana as they did 5 years ago. Researchers found that 4.2% of adults in the U.S. aged 65 and older smoked cannabis. Now, I don't know what the numbers are for edibles. Edibles, I'm finding, are expensive, I'm hearing. So you would think you would get it, and whether you smoke it or put it in food, you know, I'm very, very naive when it comes to the use of it because I can't experiment with it and play around with it because I have to still protect my license. It's still considered illegal federally, and they don't want doctors using pot. I recommend when anybody does use it to do the edible as opposed to the smoking because I want to protect the lungs. However, the edibles, it takes sometimes more of an amount. Also, there might be an unpredictability on the speed at which it kicks in. So more people do prefer the inhalatory form of marijuana. Now, past studies have suggested that older adults have turned to pot to treat anxiety, sleep, pain. The team from New York University School of Medicine says that these patients are especially vulnerable to potential adverse effects from cannabis. If you're older and you start getting dizzy, or you get a headache, or you get nausea, or you get paranoid thinking, that could increase the risk of stroke, hard to control blood sugar levels. You know, if let's say you do decide to get the munchies, that is not good for your blood sugar. Stress will also mess with your blood sugar. So the study was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, and the team analyzed data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health between 2015 and 2018. Researchers looked at the responses from close to 15,000 people who were 65 and older. Older men and women of all races, socioeconomic backgrounds, the prevalence of senior citizens using cannabis jumped to 4.2%. And again, those are also people who are admitting it. The most significant increases were seen among women, people with a college education, and individuals making $75,000 a year or more. Now, there were increases in those with chronic diseases, particularly diabetes, those with mental health treatment. And my guess is Americans are not going to wait for health care to get fixed. And when they are in pain, and now there's this big push to limit pain medications, I'm seeing people in workers' comp arenas getting Tylenol for a fracture. I think you have a lot of fear in many of these populations. And when their buddy says, you know, take a hit, you know, the temporary feeling that they get is medicinal to them and euphoric, and they feel better. A concern I have, though, is we just don't have enough studies on it. You know, anecdotal evidence is fantastic. It's huge. We're getting anecdotal evidence on kids with autism. Anecdotal means you have parents saying, look at this. It's working. So not bench research done by a university. These are parents saying, look, it's working. The problem is it working after a week, after a month? What happens when the child gets, tolerant of it or dependent? So one study I'm doing with medical students is looking at the marijuana information online. And I was watching one video where a mom is using a very high potency tincture of marijuana for her autistic kid to control his outbursts, his anxiety. And marijuana may work, but I question, why is it such a high potency? My guess is low potency might have worked in the beginning and then had to be upped to the point that it's a high potency. And so how much higher can we go? Recreational marijuana use is legal in 11 states and the District of Columbia. Medical marijuana is legal in 33 states. but we don't have enough research on treating chronic conditions. And like anxiety, pain, depression, and people are asking, okay, what the hell's what's the holdup? Let's do it already, people, let's do it. And the reason why is, if the medical community is going to make a recommendation, they better have the correct strain. I mean, anybody who knows marijuana understands that it's an art. It's a science. It's not just finding a doob and smoking it, okay? Or blunt. It's, you have to, there is an art to the strains and the leaves and, you know, the heat mechanism and also, there's an art to it. Which means it has to be done properly. And right now, it is such a poop show in terms of people can get it anywhere, they can mix it in whatever, they're, you know, playing around with certain dosages, that if the medical community does come out with a recommendation, they better have the exact amount, what needs to be titrated, the recipe. They also have to account for what happens after a week or two of steady use. Will that not work? If anybody in the medical community suggests marijuana for a disease and somebody gets addicted to it or tolerant and then needs a higher dose, the lawsuits start. Look at what's going on with Juul and vaping. Here's Juul, and I'm not saying they're 100% innocent, but here you have companies offering alternatives to smokers. But you have adults saying, well, now I'm more addicted to nicotine than I ever was. Lawsuit. So we're talking about an addictive substance that'll upregulate receptors, these endocannabinoid receptors in our body. And then if we end up needing more and more and more as a patient, or it mixes with other medications, or it eventually causes a rebound blood pressure spike. You know, a lot of people smoke weed to lower their blood pressure because they can't afford blood pressure medicines. But when that weed wears off, their blood pressure spikes. If there's that chance that the rebound can cause a stroke, you are not going to have the medical community say to use it for blood pressure. So we have all this anecdotal evidence. We have all these people and all these doctors going, but I see my patient who smokes pot does this, and I don't see the diabetes in these, as aggressive in this population. And but how much pot are they smoking? And is it an everyday thing? And then do we have them not drive for 2 hours? Do we have them not go to work? Is it because it's the THC? You know, the reason why we have Epidiolex is because we use CBD. We were able to isolate out the THC. We were able to get it FDA approved, but it's not for everybody with seizures. It's only for those with gravettes and some very severe seizure disorders. But, I mean, it is a very limited version of CBD. It is not what you guys can get with the THC. So doctors have to be very careful saying you could use marijuana for this, you could use, you know, they have to. Because if we're talking about a very strict pharmaceutical, product that has X amount of milligrams from a very predictive and consistent source, they could go ahead and make a pharmaceutical out of that. So, I do listen to a lot of the anecdotal evidence. When you have a mom that says, look at my kid, you know, they videotape, I mean, I believe it. What I can't, though, endorse is its effectiveness long term. And now what happens when it stops working? Now what do you do? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.